Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The issue is not that the companies before us today are taking too many posts down. The issue is that they're leaving too many dangerous posts up.
So this is about that free speech is not absolute. There are things that can limit free speech.
There must be a reckoning by the tech companies for the role that they play in undermining the information ecosystem that is absolutely essential for the functioning of any democracy.
You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. This is mass madness, you maniacs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is there dancing allowed in New Mexico, Governor?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're socially distanced and you're wearing a mask and you meet the other requirements, yes.
We can dance, everybody's taking the time. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The headline on TV is Classroom Confusion. How about confusion with Joe Biden? He was wearing a mask today outside again. What the hell is this all about? And I guess Jen Psaki went on a podcast with David Axelrod, the former hack that Chicago Tribune reporter who worked for Barack Obama. And she said that encouraging the president to answer impromptu questions is not something we encourage. You don't say. I wonder how they came up with that policy. All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour, but I did want to just mention a couple of stories here that I found interesting. There used to be a columnist in Chicago, Mike Royko. He was great. He wrote a book about Mayor Daley, Boss, and he's really funny. And I remember a column one time he wrote when a Chicago alderman got indicted, and he said. So it was shaping up such a good year for the Chicago Board of Aldermen. It was March, and only one alderman had been indicted so far in the year. Well, 2021 not shaping up as a good year for the Chicago Board of Aldermen. Two were indicted on Thursday, two different aldermen. And one of them it happened to be named Patrick Daley Thompson. Does anything ring a bell, Daley? Daley, yeah. His grandfather was the original Mayor Daley, Richard J. Daley, and his uncle was Richard M. Daley, who succeeded a couple of mayors later and was mayor until fairly recently. He's the alderman out of the 11th Ward, which is Bridgeport on the south side. The central accusation being that Mayor Daley's grandson deducted from his federal income taxes about $171,000 interest on a loan that he never, in fact, paid. He never paid off the loan or any interest, but he took a deduction on both. Okay. Yeah, in other indictment news, former Alderman Ricardo Rick Munoz of the 22nd Ward continued his downward spiral. Last year, he was acquitted on misdemeanor charges of assaulting his wife. On Friday, he was indicted on charges of stealing from the city council's progressive caucus. Is there no honor among progressives? Or thieves, for that matter? He used the cash that he stole to buy, among other things, item from Lover's Lane, which is a sex toy operation in the city of Chicago. So that's your update on politics in the second city, as they used to call it, the Windy City. 844-500-4242. We've talked a lot about the wind projects and about how, you know, Biden keeps and AOC and Fast Eddie, Mr. Frosty, they always keep talking about wind power. And we mentioned that one of the big problems with wind power is it's the classic NIMBY project. Nobody wants it in their backyard because of all the problems with it, all the noise, all the pollution, all the fact that you got to run these giant transmission wires, and it doesn't even provide much energy. And there was this great column in the Wall Street Journal. You know where the biggest problems are with wind power? The blue states. The blue states, they do not want anything to do with this. Since 2015, about 300 government entities from Vermont to Hawaii have rejected or restricted wind projects. In March, the selectmen in Scituate, Massachusetts, ordered a wind turbine in the coastal town to be shut down from at night from mid-May to mid-October. Complaints from neighbors said they can't sleep at night because of the noise. Moving a little south, Foster, Rhode Island. The planning board voted 5-1 last month to ban wind turbines. The board took action after hearing from residents of nearby Portsmouth, Rhode Island. I think that's where Patches Kennedy used to live. That's where he had one of his many automobile accidents in the parking lot of the CVS pharmacy. I wonder what kind of prescription he was picking up. They had turbines built near their homes. The Portsmouth residents warned the board about their experiences complaining about constant noise disturbances, vibrations, and loss in home values from turbines in their neighborhood. Some of the fiercest fights against big wind are happening in the bluest states. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh, right? Good luck building a wind turbine in Vermont, home of Bernie Sanders, one of the Senate's loudest proponents of renewable energy. In New York, so many communities are rejecting wind and solar projects that Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration recently pushed through wind regulations that will give Albany officials authority to override the objections of local communities and issue permits for large renewable projects. In California, wind turbines are so difficult to site that most developers have simply given up trying to build new projects in the states. And so now it's spread out. The red states have figured it out, too. In December, Madison County, Iowa, famous for its covered wooden bridges, passed a measure that effectively bans new wind turbines. It's time, this is a Wall Street Journal column, it's time for policymakers to realize that wind and solar power simply can't supply the quantities of energy the U.S. economy demands at prices American consumers can afford. As bad as the pollution is and the noise and the death of wildlife, the fundamental constraint is land. Places like Scituate, Foster, Yates, and Madison County are fighting wind projects because, like people everywhere, they care about and want to protect their communities. Paving rural America with forests of giant wind turbines and oceans of solar panels won't solve climate change. It will, however, cost trillions of dollars, blight landscapes, kill untold numbers of bats and birds, make people sick, and lead to more economic pain in rural towns and counties. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, we have these, have you heard about these restaurant plans and the farmers' plans that discriminate against white people? This is amazing what's going on. Calumet County, Wisconsin. A Calumet County farmer is one of five Midwestern farmers suing the federal government. The group is alleging they can't participate in a COVID-19 loan forgiveness program because of the color of their skins. White farmers aren't eligible, amounting to a violation of the plaintiff's constitutional rights, the lawsuit contends. Not only are they going to forgive the COVID loans, they're going to forgive them up to 120%. So if you borrowed 50 grand, not only do you not have to pay the 50 grand back, the government, Biden's government, will send you another 10,000, but only if you're a member of a protected class. And so this one guy who's suing, Adam Faust, he owns the Faust Farms in Chilton. It's a dairy farm. He has lost both of his legs, but he doesn't count as handicapped because he's white. So he can't get the money. The American Rescue Plan provides $4 billion to forgive loans for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. And here's what Faust, the guy that, you know, who has prosthetic limbs. I don't see why they're going to be impacted any different than anybody else. I've never seen any government program based solely on race. I mean, if it would have been against any other race, everybody would have been on board and would have been complaining immediately. God. But if it's not just in rural areas, too. They're discriminating against white restaurant owners as well. This is from Breitbart. As part of a Biden's American Rescue Plan, or as he calls it, the American Rescue Pan, The Small Business Administration is opening the application process by which owners of restaurants, bars, and other venues can apply for federal relief because of economic lockdowns spurred by the panic. The relief, though, is being prioritized based on race, gender, and whether or not business owners are considered socially and economically disadvantaged individuals.
We need the resources, the American Rescue Plan, and we need it urgently.
I'll take a saucepan, please. White men, for example, who are not veterans of the U.S. military are not eligible for priority period processing and funding. So if you're a white male, it means you're not economically disadvantaged? Is that what that means? That's what they're saying. Not everybody can be Joe Biden, you know, and not everybody can be Lunch Bucket Joe or Hunter Biden.
The benefits and the impact of the American Rescue Plan are temporary by design.
Oh, God. I mean,
well, some of the wealthiest Americans avoid paying anything close to that fair share. My plan revitalizes.
My pan. My saucepan. My pan. 844-500-4242. 617 says, regarding wind turbines, many are not even functioning. Take Route 3 south of the turbine at Local 103 Expressway South, one of the first in the region idle on windy days. I heard some of the turbines that are just there for, for virtue signaling and decorative purposes are powered by electric. You know, they're power. So you have coal-fired wind turbines. It's just the windmill is running around, but it's not, there's no wind. Oh my God. 844-500-4242. Calling all last-minute Mother's Day shoppers, you know who you are. There's still time to be mother's favorite, but you have to hurry to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has you covered with amazing deals on Mother's Day gifts, from bouquets and plants to gourmet treats and sweet surprises.
I used 1-800-Flowers, and they were delivered today to my mother. I beat my sister to the punch, so I'm the favorite until, you know, who knows? I bought myself a ticket, and she says, thank you for the tulips. They're beautiful.
All right, that's good. You took advantage of the last week's prices.
I got in early, yeah.
It's too late to take advantage of last week's prices, but it's not too late to stay out of the doghouse. That's what you're looking at now at this late date, because it's Thursday and Mother's Day is only 3 days away. They have everything you need to make sure that mom feels love and appreciation on her special day. I recommend going with one of their beautiful bouquets like Taylor sent to his mother. The tulips are fantastic. The roses are great. They obviously have the smell. The tulips don't, but it's just that they're all beautiful and they're all picked at the height of their freshness, and they're going to last longer than just about any other flowers you can get anywhere else.
My mother also sent in another comment.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
I hope Soy Boy is listening. It's too late to send to your grandparents. They perished because of that nasty woman, but get it to your mother, Soy Boy. She's embarrassed enough with you already. My bouquet from 1-800-Flowers is on its way to the mailroom manager. I have to take care of her. She has three daughters. I'm sure one or two of them will remember, but I have to make sure that everyone is present and accounted for. And so do you. If you have kids, no matter how old or young the kids are, you have to make sure that mom gets something from them. All blooms from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and are available for same-day delivery. This is your last chance to lock in these amazing Mother's Day deals, so order today. Only good while supplies last. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, so take care of all your gifting needs with 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't be that person at the supermarket at 7 o'clock with that desperate look in your eyes on Mother's Day morning. To order last-minute Mother's Day bouquets, arrangements, and gifts, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. 508 says, was down Cape last week. The only windmill running was the one on the Christmas tree shop, right at the bridge there. Officer Mark says, wind power, it just blows. Yeah, it, no doubt about it.
Ha, 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 ha.
508, Falmouth, Mass. Has two giant wind turbines that haven't been operative for several years. The town is struggling to find a way to get rid of them, which will be very costly. Yeah, this is just disastrous. But again, they don't care. It's virtue signaling. That's all that the
get a public arts grant and paint them so they look like pinwheels.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you received at least one shot of any of the vaccines?
Yes, I have.
48% say they have not.
Okay. It's been pretty close, though, all afternoon. Hasn't changed all that much. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Howie. Not to change the subject, back on face masks, though. You know, I think that these people, you know, the Karens that want to keep wearing these, I think it's like a security blanket for them, kind of like a child with a blankie or, you know, a child that sucks their thumb. I think Trump was just so horrific to them, you know, so bad to them that they're symbolizing this mask with some sort of security that,
right.
Hey, these masks are the reason why we defeated Trump.
Well, also, you know, there've been quotes in various papers in Washington and in Boston, probably elsewhere as well. And people are saying, you know, they're asking, reporters are asking, why are you still wearing these masks? And they're saying, if I take the mask off, I might be mistaken as a Republican, Daniel. I mean, how crazy is that? These are the same people that were against uniforms. They didn't like the fact that kids who went to Catholic schools wore uniforms. They hated the fact that the young college students in ROTC had to wear uniforms one or two days a week. They despised all that, and yet now they willingly embrace a uniform, which is a mask. It makes no sense. I've never seen I don't think a religion has ever taken hold this quickly. And that's what it is. It's a religion. And it's going to be hard to root it out. And I don't know how they're going to root it out, actually. 844-500-4242. They talk about needing to deprogram Trump supporters. You know, the Moonbats have talked about that. These people wearing masks are the ones who need to be deprogrammed. They need to be re-educated. And I don't mean like in a, you know, like they're putting Uyghurs in concentration camps. I mean, they need to study the charts. They need to study the real date. They need to follow the science, not the science fiction that Charlie Parker and the Faustus are following. But I mean real science. Cousin Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cousin Dave.
Hey, Howie. I live out here in New Bedford, and for the last few years, they've been refitting this waterfront because they're going to be building these wind turbine fans and everything out here. They got something going on for it, and I've been researching this for quite a few years. And when I started researching this, I found out that there was a wind farm in the ocean in Europe that they put a 1,000 turbines up out there, and within the first year, 85% of those were not functionable because of the saltwater damage, because
right.
of the cost to repair. It was going to cost like $3 million per turbine to fix. And because of the monopole design, check this out. The monopole design that they used out there was garbage, and the United Kingdom banned that design in 2017, and the United States adopted that design in 2017. So I've been trying to call. I've called the mayor's office in New Bedford many times to find out if it's the J101 design that they're trying to use out here in these oceans, in our oceans here, because if it's the same design, it makes absolutely no sense as to why we would use it when we know what's going to happen because it happened out in Europe.
But don't you think, Cousin Dave, that it all comes down to like Solyndra and all those projects? It's all about providing money to the Democrat bundlers. We're going to talk about the earmarks when we come back. They brought back earmarks. The reason they got rid of earmarks was because people were going to jail.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. More information on those Falmouth wind turbines. Falmouth got huge green credits for their wind turbines. They got a waiver of the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, Buy American, to buy gigantic ones from Germany because GE said the site was too close to houses for GE to sell them to Falmouth. I guess they were worried about class action suits, right? They ran for a few years and drove the neighbors crazy. Now they can't ignore them, and it will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to junk them. It's just such a disaster. And but, you know, they made a lot of money off them, the beautiful people, you know, and that's what really counts. Look at Solyndra and all those battery companies. They were all over the place in Massachusetts and every other state, or a lot of the other states. But so now they're bringing back earmarks, and earmarks are these congressional thing, and it refers to a funding request from a congressman for a project in his local community, such as a new bus stop or a dental clinic. Again, what could possibly go wrong, right? I mean, so they're just going to give money to their campaign contributors for nonsense. And they stopped doing this in 2011 because it was doing to the Congress what a wind turbine does to the local bird population. It was wiping them out. They were all being sent to jail of both parties. Remember Representative Chaka Fattah of Pennsylvania? I used to call him Chaka Khan. He used earmarks to launder taxpayer money through a nonprofit. Imagine that. And Duke Cunningham, he was a Republican from California. He accepted $2.4 million in bribes for earmarks and even lived on a yacht owned by a defense contractor.
You don't find too many Cunninghams named Duke.
Duke Cunningham, that's a good name. I think he was a big veteran, maybe a military hero or something like that, but he was also crooked, obviously.
Good name for a marshal in the rifleman,
right,
or something.
Right. So anyway, these are some of the ones. I mean, there's more than 300 of the congressmen have filed for this. $1,750,000 to spruce up the Japanese garden in Portland. How about they spruce up the Hatfield courthouse that the Antifa has been trying to firebomb for the last year? $436,000 for a meditation and restorative yoga program in New Jersey. How's that good for the entire community? $250,000 to expand the Michelle Obama Library in California. Who knew there was a Michelle Obama Library? Representative Brad Schneider, Democrat, Illinois, wants $3.75 million to restore the Waukegan Carnegie Museum. According to his website, the money will go toward a new community and event space, preserving history of the community, offering cultural enrichment, and thereby supporting local businesses. Yeah, right. Yeah. We just got a senior center in Wellesley. I voted against it when I was on the town meeting. So now they've spent like, I don't know, $15 million on the senior center. It's obviously shut down because of COVID. It was never going to be for seniors anyway. It was just a place for hacks to have new offices across the street from Town Hall. They could be even more invisible than they are in Town Hall. And it's just a complete waste of money. And now they keep building all these stupid buildings. And nobody's ever going to use them except for the hacks. $2 million in funding for a new art collection at the Brooklyn Museum in New York. Just what we need is another art collection. I'll bet it's really good art too. Really good art. How about this one? $2 million for a pickleball and fitness circuit in Orange, California. What the hell is pickleball? $1.5 million to provide free public Wi-Fi in a California city, and $250,000 for a performing arts center that, according to the website of Representative Val Demings, D. Florida, should be more than a beautifully designed building. I'm going to guess it's not going to be a beautifully designed building to begin with, but it should certainly be more than that. There are also millions of dollars collectively earmarked for public arts programs. You know, a public arts program means that the artist can't sell anything that's worth a damn. So someone, why don't you just say welfare for talentless, quote unquote, artists? There will also be money for climate change initiatives. Again, that means so people can go on jets to conferences in sunny places for shady people. There will be money for Planned Parenthood. Oh, God. This is just, they're just throwing the money away. They don't care.
This tunnel will be a bargain.
Duke Cunningham was a U.S. Navy aviator, I'm told now by a texter from 207, who was an ace, splashing more than five enemy MiGs during the Vietnam War. 844-500-4242, 978. Why does Michelle Obama have a library in California? She never went to school there or lived there, did she? I don't believe so. No, I don't think, no. Her brother was a basketball coach in Oregon. But that's quite a ways away from the Michelle Obama library, I dare say. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
That was horrible, what you were just talking about. It makes me crazy. But I'm calling about, I was wondering if you saw that Pete Hegseth interview with Dana Perino on Fox News?
No.
When he said that the mask is now the liberals' new mega hat?
You know what? That is a great way to put it. That's perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. She laughed so hard for like at least 30 seconds because it was so perfect. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is. And look at the places you can always tell the more masks. I was driving today coming over to the studio here, and Needham is a very, very liberal place. But we turned on a street and all of a sudden everybody was not wearing a mask, and I turned to the mailroom manager and I said, this must be one of those remnant Republican areas in Needham, because people were just enjoying themselves. They were, pushing baby carriages. Some of them were jogging. No one was wearing a mask. All the lawns were well trimmed and kept up. There weren't too many cars in the driveways because everyone has gone to, dare I say it, work, you know. But you get into the woke areas where a soy boy et al. Live, and there's everyone has to wear a mask, and they're nasty about it too. They're just so bleeping nasty. So much for celebrating diversity, you know. 508 pickleball is big in Florida, played by old bastards like you. I didn't come here to be made sport of. 508 pickleball.
How dare you?
Pickleball. I'm going to cancel you, 508. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey there, Howie. I just have to say, you know, everybody who's being an environmentalist these days, they're waving their hands and talking about climate change, but they aren't thinking about all the plastic and all the crap stuff we're throwing into our oceans and, you know, what's happening to wildlife. And I tell you, this past year, I've seen so much rubbish on the side of the roads. They need to put up those "don't be a litter bug" sign again. I mean, it's like the logic of mankind has been flushed down the toilet.
Mary, do you really think that most people driving along the road throwing stuff out really care about "don't be a litter bug" signs or Smokey the Bear or anybody like that?
Of course not. But at least they would at least be a reminder, or maybe they might think twice. But they don't care about the welfare of this planet.
No, I don't think they do. You know, the thing about the bottle bill when it went into effect was a nickel was worth more than it is today. I mean, now you could just drive by and all these bottles are on the side of the road, and people don't even bother to pick them up. Well, of course, the one reason was that for months after the panic began, the redemption centers were shut down. But that's the excuse they always make. We have to increase the redemption to a dime so that people will be picking up the bottles again. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. 844-500-4242. Former Fall River mayor received $75,000 bribe in city car. This is a good story, Jaisal Correa. I don't understand. I guess the defense rested today, so it'll be going to the jury soon. A 39-year-old Batman. He had a Batman watch for himself and his girlfriend. So this guy, he was a prosecution witness, Charles Salibi, 39. He worked at his family's Fall River store for years, and he arranged for a city hall meeting in 2018 about his plan to open a retail marijuana shop next door. And Correa told Salibi, this is the mayor, told Salibi that he would supply a letter allowing him to open the store. $250,000. Wow. Holy Batman. Andrade, that's the, hastily excused herself. This is the aide who went along. And this is the thing. Why did the mayor always take an aide with him as a witness? I mean, he's violating all the rules of shakedowns. You want it to be one-on-one, my word against yours, leaving the two men alone to negotiate. So they settled for $125,000 as a bribe. As Correa, the mayor, left the building, Andrade, it's the female aide, turned to him and said, "You're family now. Family." And so then he pulls up to collect, the mayor pulls up outside the store in his city-issued SUV to collect the first installment of the bribe. And he had $75,000 cash, most of it in $100 bills from the family business's safe, wrapped it in stacks of $10,000 and placed it inside a metal box.
This is such a wacky story because Jesel Correa, when he was a city councilor at the age of 19 or whatever, he accused the then mayor of taking him down to the docks at midnight and pulling a gun on him.
Yeah.
And so he was saying it was like something out of The Godfather, but now you're in the family now.
I know. Under state regulation, the host city, which would be Fall River, could require a marijuana business to pay as much as $50,000 annual. That's in tribute, I guess, or levies or whatever. But Correa agreed to $25,000. In exchange, the mayor said he wanted the bribe from Salibi increased from $125,000 to $150,000. So in other words, instead of the city getting $50,000, the city would get $25,000 and the mayor would get another $25,000. He extorted altogether. He's 29, a Democrat. He stole $600,000 from the marijuana vendors. So then another guy who was trying to get a marijuana license, he was very disturbed when he took the $25,000 bribe to open the business next to him. So this guy, his name is Chris Harkins. He arranged to meet the mayor's aide, Andrade, for lunch because Correa told him that she'd lobbied for the other store. During the lunch, Harkins, that's the other owner, said the female aide told him she wasn't responsible for approving the other dispensary and that Correa, quote, has been meeting with a lot of shady people. You think? Harkins, the witness, said the female aide told him, "Do you want to hear something even more bleeped up? He's taking half of my salary." I mean, wow, this guy, he's taking 50% of the salary and he's carrying this woman around with him as a witness. I mean, you think she's a little bitter that she's given up half her salary to this guy? Usually you only charge like 10%, 20% tops. Hunter Biden only had to pay 10%, didn't he? That's what he said on the laptop. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm going to be spending a lot of time on the Cape this summer and driving around. Grace and I will be doing remotes and we'll be hanging out on the weekends at the Cape. I'll be going to some of the local hotels with nice pools and just hanging out and enjoying myself and reading. And you know what I'm going to be taking with me is my Raycon wireless earbuds. I'm going to be enjoying it wherever I go. I won't be bothering anyone else. Nobody else in the car will be bothering me with their music or their true crime podcasts or whatever else they're listening to. That's why you need to have a pair of Raycons to get ready for the summer. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer, and my advice to you is take those Raycons with you. Wherever you are, whether you're at the Cape or on the ocean or on one of the islands or up in the lake region of New Hampshire or at the cold beaches of Maine like Old Orchard, you need some Raycons. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit.
They're not cheaply made. They're not tinny sounding. They're excellent quality. Howie got me a pair for my birthday this past year. I use them every chance I get, and I always look forward to using them.
Raycons are built to go wherever you go. He was using them last week, Taylor was, too, when he was doing working in his yard. He uses them when he works in his garage. It's just a good way to go, and it makes the time go faster, and it doesn't bother anybody. And they're built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. You got a 24-hour battery life. That's amazing. That means you don't have to bother with recharging. You got days, probably, of use. Every weekend, you won't have to recharge. And you take them to your workouts. Take them on your daily your daily routine in the car if you're driving with somebody else. Raycons are the best. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
You may have seen the news yesterday. A federal judge threw out an order by the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, that established an eviction moratorium for renters for non-payment of rent because of the so-called emergency. Now, think about that. The emergency is they can't get people to come back to work because they're making so much money. But this is another scam that's being promoted here in this panic. And that's that all these people are living on the arm. And apparently in some places, they've started to allow the evictions to begin. And there was a story out of, I think, Vegas about how the people that are being evicted after not paying rent for a year, they're bitter. They lived on the arm for a year. And they're bitter, so they're trashing everything as they go out the door. And so this guy, this judge said, why do the landlords have to take it in their rear ends here? Because my question is, can you go to the supermarket and demand free food because of the panic? No. Can you go to the liquor store? Can you go to the pot? Can you go to the weed emporium and demand something? But yet these landlords are supposed to pick up the tab for everybody, even though the people who claim they can't get jobs, they could get jobs if they wanted to, but they're making more money than they ever made when they were working jobs. The protection was slated to expire at the end of January, but Biden extended it, first until April and now later through June. And so now the Biden administration is trying to appeal it and stop the order from being implemented. A recent study estimates that there were 1.55 million fewer evictions filed last year than would be expected due to the eviction moratorium. This is from Jen Psaki. So clearly it has had a huge benefit. A huge benefit for who, though? You know, that's what you got to ask yourself. I mean, can the landlords get a moratorium on paying property taxes? Do they get a moratorium from the bank on paying their mortgages? No, I don't think so. What will it mean in Massachusetts? Asked the Boston Globe. I'm Howie Carr.